anything you want, toll free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Once again, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. That's the point of Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want. And we're live 7 nights per week. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can actually control the content of the site. You find something online you want to share with the others who listen to the show, you just submit it as show prep. And, of course, you then can vote on what you like and dislike, and they get to vote, too. And the most voted up makes it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning that we're more likely to see it there, perhaps talk about it on the air. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything as well. 855-453 is the number here. And for those of you just tuning in, last hour, we were talking about Derek J. He's going to court for the Live Free or Dance party that he threw last year, and that led into a conversation about some controversial activism and how we're both pretty shocked that something that happened to the two of us, mostly to you, but I was there to witness it, a few weeks ago at a local school when we were there to do school outreach, something that happened there that was caught on video has become this... just the center point of controversy. And I was shocked to see this happen, and it's still, people are still talking about it, even in the Free Talk Live chat room, apparently, tonight. I pulled up the video. If you go to freekeen.com, search for Crossing Guard, and scroll down a little bit, you can find it for yourself. There are a few different versions. I pulled up the 53-second version of it. You put up a few different ones to give people a kind of a wider perspective on what happened, and we're also, I think Cliff is on the line with some more comments, but let me just play the audio from this real quick so folks can get an idea for what we're talking about. Here it is from your channel, Freeman TV, FR33MANTV. This is the Crossing Guard.
Hello.
No! You get that away from me right now!
Excuse me.
Mina, get it away!
You just assaulted me.
No, I don't care. You don't even belong here.
Yes, that's right. We're right out in front of the school, right next to the road. You can hear the cars going by in the video. And I was not on the sidewalk. I was actually in the parking lot talking to a local rock disc jockey who was there, I guess, to pick up one of his kids at the school. It's when the kids are getting out of school.
So you're allowed to be in the parking lot?
I'm not sure. I was there on official business because I was running for school board. I've been told that I'm not allowed in the parking lot. I'm not allowed on school property. But I figured since I was there running for school board, it was, you know.
Take a look at things.
Well, later business. That day when the police came, they threatened to arrest anyone who stepped foot on the school property.
Right.
Although there were some activists trying to give hugs to those police officers, part of the police hugging squad here in Keene, New Hampshire.
That's in one of the longer versions. It's not in this 53-second version here, so we'll continue.
Belong here. I don't care. He's not going to make. I have a right. He is not going to videotape.
You do not have a right. You're in public and you're a public employee.
I am on school property.
You're on public property.
No. This is school property and he's a jerk.
Why is he a jerk? He's just doing his job.
No, I am, and you're in my way.
I don't see him being in your way.
And I will call my boss at the police station.
Who's that?
All right. So, we were not on the school. Well, I was on the school property at the time, but Derek J. was not, and it was you that were dealing with her primarily. She was the one that attacked you in this particular case. But the way I see this is you were there filming B-roll for what would have been a video about school outreach.
Right.
And you were shooting video in this case of where you happened to be to do the school outreach. The way we approach this is there's two exits basically to the school. There's the one part where the buses come out, and then there's the other part where some kids walk home. And myself and Kelly Voluntarius had headed, and a couple of younger high school students that came out to help us. We're heading down to the other side of the property, and you were going to be where the kids are walking, and that's why the crossing guard is over there, because she. Apparently, you need a crossing guard to help middle schoolers cross the street. But,
I was riding my bike 3 miles, 4 miles to school at the time.
Right. So we had split ups for the purpose of, you know, reaching as many young people as possible. We were going to, Kelly and I and the girls from the high school were going to hold a banner. And you had cards, some sort of handout to give to the young people. You also had your video camera with you. And as a good videographer, you shoot B-roll of things that are going on. In this case, B-roll of the crossing guard doing her job of crossing the streets and whatever other things were around that you might have wanted to shoot B-roll of. And that's when she flips out on you and attacks you.
Right. A few things you can see in the longer video that I had taken B-roll of many things, not just the crossing guard. I was getting video of people arriving, explaining what they were going to be doing that day. And I do a lot of high school outreach, and so I'm always filming when I go. And it's not every day that the footage gets used. A lot of it is just pretty simple, boring stuff. We go about our day and nothing happens.
Right.
The fact that this ended up on the internet is because I was attacked. I don't think there was anything interesting that happened that day. This wouldn't have ended up online. If she really didn't want to be on camera or end up on the internet, she would have had her wish had she not assaulted me.
Right. All she had to do was say, oh, hello, and then gone about her business. Or say, nice day, isn't it?
I would prefer not to be on video.
She could say that, but, you know, that doesn't really matter.
Right, but that would have been having a conversation. But this old lady comes from the old world, where in school and in life, it's acceptable to hit someone when you don't like their behavior.
Right.
And that's not the world I want to live in. I want to live in a peaceful world where problems between individuals are resolved with words. And because I believe sunlight's the best disinfectant, I shine a spotlight on individuals who use force like this.
Right, and that's why the video was released, because we want people to see how this person's behaving. And this person should be able to see how she's behaving. This is one of the reasons why people get so upset, I think, at cameras, is because it shows who they really are. It shows, it only reflects you. That's all it's doing here, is it's reflecting your behavior to the rest of the world. So more people get to see her misbehave than who would have been standing there at that particular moment. And that's a really upsetting thing, I guess, for some people. So let's go back to Cliff. He's in Miami. Cliff, any further thoughts on all this? Cliff, do we have Cliff? Cliff going once. Cliff in Miami, going twice.
Yes.
There he is. There he is. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
All right, sure. First of all, I just want to let you guys know that I don't think filming or releasing the video, there was anything morally wrong there or ethically wrong there. So I don't think I don't want you to think that I'm coming from the wrong, I want to make sure that I'm coming from the right end on this. If I was on the spree, I would tell you that, you know, Derek Jay is a free man, and this is ridiculous. And if I was a lawyer, I would tell you hire me, because, you know, I think you should go after the state to at least teach their employees how to act around the citizens, so-called, and also for the cost of the lawyer. But, you know, I'm neither one of those things. What I'm pointing out, the only thing I wanted to point out is that something that I think, like, some of the criticism where it's coming from. And again, I don't want to criticize you guys about what you're doing.
I get where the criticism's coming from. What you were saying before is that some people feel like old ladies and women and children deserve some level of protection from being held accountable.
And I think it's not untrue, but it kind of...
But it's nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of leaves you in this funny place. What do you do when you have tyrannical police that happen to be older women? And how old is old?
Right, philosophies have to be consistent. I mean, do you think it's okay to give some public servants a pass for any reason?
Not at all. And I think I'm glad you guys are putting it out there before this happens, you know, how nonsensical this is. But I want you to, whenever you guys do these things, just be aware of that. Because to me, like, you guys are doing way more than many people are doing, including myself. So it's important that, you know, when you're going to put yourself out there, and a lot of times you're not trying to put yourself out there, they just attack you. But you should be very aware of how people are thinking before, you know, when these things happen. Because, you know,
I'm aware of it. I just don't care. I'm aware of how people think, and they're irrational in how they think.
Down to it.
So it doesn't matter to me, and I'm going to do what I feel like is the right thing to do. It doesn't mean that I won't listen to what other people are saying, because what I've been accused of recently is that I don't listen to critique. It's not true. I've listened to the critique, and I've dismissed it, because it's nonsense.
Here's one thing I'll say about that, Ian, is if what you want is freedom in your lifetime, you know, but not just for yourself personally, but for other people around you too. Something you got to keep in mind is, you know, there's different speeds at which you can get to wherever we're going to go. But
absolutely,
you know,
and I support all of them. Cliff, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. I support various different ways of doing things. That's why I do things in different ways. I do civil disobedience and outreach and politics and whatever I can do to help media. You know, I'll do whatever I can to help achieve liberty. But I'm not going to back away from holding someone accountable because they're over the age of 70. 855-453 is the toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that you'll find there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can just visit m.freetalklive.com. Get you quick access to our live streams and the podcast. All of it free at m.freetalklive.com.
Those phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI, and SACL CAI is a company that does accounts receivable for all kinds of businesses. If you are having trouble with accounts receivable, and I don't know businesses that don't, you can Trust SACL CAI. They'll handle your business efficiently, respectfully, and in a positive manner that will leave your customers pleased. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
So we've been talking about the controversial, unexpectedly controversial, in my opinion, video that Derek J. produced, or series of videos, about our interactions with one of the crossing guards at a local middle school. We'd gone to do some school outreach, and Derek was simply rolling a camera, shooting some B-roll, as any news photographer would do. And she attacked him. I don't know if she would have done the same thing to a WMUR camera person, but if that had happened to someone at a big media station, I wonder how they would have handled it. Because that's news. Somebody attacks your cameraman? That's news. And so we put that out there. Derek, you put it out there. And, of course, I fully support it, what you did. And people have been blowing up at this, saying that this makes the movement look bad and that I'm not going to come to Keene because of this, or I'm not going to move to, you know, this is going to drive people away from the Free State Project. And the
it
whole
may
idea,
very well do all of those things, Ian. And this is the part that I just don't
there's
think
no
you're
way
quite
to tell
getting.
That.
There's certainly not. There's no way to tell
it
any
may
of
bring
these
people
things.
To it.
We've been having this argument for 6 years now. 6 years. And I want to ask you this, because it came to me the other day. Where are all the people that were doing the civil disobedience when you started doing civil disobedience here 6 years ago in Keene?
Well, let's see. A couple of them have left New Hampshire.
Some of them left.
And one of them, Lauren Canario, has been taking it easy because you can only do so much civil disobedience before they really start.
Have you really talked to her about how she feels about the civil disobedience? Because maybe she doesn't think you're doing it right.
Well, I don't know. She hasn't talked to me. No, I haven't talked to her.
How would the way Ian does activism...
Wait a second. Before we go on, there are plenty of them that, you know, there are others that have said, I don't like Ian's activism. I think he's causing more trouble than he's solving. And they
trouble for whom?
You want me to name names?
Well, no, I mean, not civil disobedient people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. A few of them.
Okay, so that stops them from doing the civil
disobedience? No, it doesn't stop them from doing anything.
There's critics, and what's your point?
I'm just saying that you've been having this argument all along. When do you figure out you're failing?
He's doing something that's morally wrong, but he hasn't done anything that's morally wrong.
Right. See, I don't see this is a problem I have with these hand wringers, is that they're always trying to lick their finger, stick it up in the air, and figure out which way the winds are blowing. Oh, well, I think most people would agree with this, so I think it's okay to do that. But I don't think people agree with what you're doing, so therefore I think it's wrong to do that. But that's not how I judge what I do. I judge what I do based on what Derek J. was saying as to whether or not it's right. And Dale from FlamingFreedom.com, he agrees that he told me that there's nothing morally wrong with what I did, but he felt like it was the video needed more context. So he didn't necessarily disagree with releasing the video. Most people disagree, a lot of the critics disagree with just releasing the video on its face. The critique from Dale, which I really appreciated, was that maybe there could have been a little more context of the video, maybe talking about what happened previously with this lady and other interactions or a little bit of history. And I agreed with that particular critique, and I pointed out that it wasn't my video, and that sometimes on my videos I do try to put a title in the front and explain some background and what came before the opening frame of the video. So I think that there have been some legitimate critiques, and that I've taken them as is necessary. But I understand people are going to disagree with this, but I don't get what you're saying. Like, what have we been arguing about for 6 years exactly?
The sort of the civil disobedience thing and how it's affecting
just
the Free State
civil disobedience period?
Yeah, we have been.
Well, I think it's very effective because it brought me here and it brought other people here too. I know that that's a success.
But they go too, right? Like, they come.
Some people
and they
go,
leave.
But the fact that
it tends to attract the sort of transient type.
Look, but the civil disobedience that people like Russell Canning and some others were doing is what inspired me to come. There's no question in my mind. It was the civil disobedience happening in Keene that brought me here. And the fact that when I got here, some of those people had left didn't make me think, oh, well, maybe I should leave too, or maybe I found the wrong place. It was still a great place to do civil disobedience.
But some people would say that you have not been a net asset to the Free State Project, Derek.
Oh,
I mean so their civil disobedience.
Cares?
Wait a second. The civil disobedience that brought you here, by their estimation, would not be of value anyway because bringing you is not of value.
But that's to their value system,
right.
And their system of values is different than mine. And some people would say that Derek's the best activist of the year 2011. He was voted the best activist of the year 2011 from the Keene area by his peers in the Keene area. So it seems to me that plenty of people are very happy with Derek coming here and doing the activism he's doing.
Right. I mean, so here's the echo chamber that we have in the Keene area. And, you know, I, as the one guy who's willing to stand up and say, oh, God, really, again?
Oh, no, you're not the one guy. There's plenty of hand wringers out there.
I don't wring my hands, Ian. I'm not wringing my hands. I'm not worried.
Great. Well, there are people who are wringing
their hands.
Because I'm not
worried. You see, I have given up my worry. I was worried three
Perfect.
Or 4 years ago.
At this
point, I'm certain that you have poisoned the well here. I don't drink from the GD well anymore.
I'm concerned about bureaucrats who are abusing their power. I'm not so concerned with controversial styles of activism so long as they are moral.
I know you're not.
Well,
look at these statements are of no value to...
Those are the people I want to attract. Sorry, but I'm not interested in having, the politicos come to Keene.
Those people attracted Ian, and they have gone away, and it's just this
cycle.
That's
not my problem. So some people leave. Some people come and go. And, Mark, you don't know who's come and gone from the seacoast because you don't live there. You don't know who's come and gone from Manchester or Concord or these other areas because you don't live there. You're not in touch with those people. So I don't know who's come and gone from those areas. Do you think everyone who's come and moved into those places has stayed?
No. Absolutely not.
People have different things that they do in their lives. They have, different things that call to them. And they change their mind about what is attractive and what is good. So, yeah, I was attracted by the civil disobedience here. I haven't left. Fred Parcells predicts that I'm going to leave. He's one of the local bureaucrats. He predicts I'm going to leave Keene. He seems to have made me his pet project as the local code enforcer to come after me with threats of violence against my property in an attempt to get me out of Keene. But all that aside, I've attracted other people here who haven't even necessarily been civil disobedience activists. Lance Weber is an attorney who was attracted to this area because...
Well, he was attracted by the civil disobedience in hopes that the civil disobedience would have business for him. I mean,
I haven't seen any evidence of that.
Maybe that's true, Mark. I don't know.
He said that.
Well, okay. Well, then...
I mean, that's not the only reason he came, but among other reasons...
But it was my civil disobedience that brought him here, my non-cooperation, in my case of not being sitting down fast enough in court.
A lot of the critics are saying that these types of problems should be solved inside the courtroom. I just want to resolve these problems outside the system. I think forgiveness is a more powerful tool for achieving peace. Peace can't come from using force. So I don't want to see this stuff end up in the courts.
Toll-free number here is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, some people are going to be turned off by it, but that's okay. I'm just being myself and doing what I feel is right. And like Derek J. said, I'll attract the right people. It's Free Talk Live.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality, non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat-sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us here on the air. Join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where we've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact. There's a chat room there, and it's all free. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
You guys have been hearing me talk about Raja Mojo for a couple of weeks now, and it's a band. They do liberty-oriented music, and they've got four different songs. You can go listen to them at youtube.com. Look up Raja.
Isn't there a Mojo banner on our website?
I think that'll take you to cdbaby.com to buy them.
Gotcha.
And I do encourage people to buy them because, well, a lot of people go to cdbaby.com and buy songs, and I imagine one of the ways that they find new songs would be the charts. And Raja Mojo, as a result of advertising on Free Talk Live, and maybe the power of their music, has been rising in the charts. They're number 3, 4, 6, and 7. This is their four songs on the political chart. Number 1 and 2 on the retro chart. One on the intelligent dance mix, intelligent dance cool. music. I'm not sure. Number 2 on 70s rock. Number 3 on folk rock. 6 and 7 on hard rock. 6 on Beatles pop. And you can help push Raja Mojo up these charts. Therefore, more people will listen to the songs by going to cdbaby.com and buying the music. I've done it. It's easy. It's $3.16. You get all the songs. You can buy them individually or whatever. And I've enjoyed them. It's cdbaby.com, Raja Mojo.
So we're talking about some of the activism that goes on here in New Hampshire, specifically the Keene area. There's a little bit of it that happens in Manchester here and there, but not so much. Specifically here in the Keene area, it's what attracted me. It was the civil disobedience and the people who weren't afraid to stand up for what they believe in and get it all on video and put it out for the world to see, watching these bureaucrats behave badly, arresting peaceful people. And it was very exciting. It's the reason why I moved here in 2006 as opposed to, say, waiting several more years down in Florida. And of course, you know, I got involved, and my intention when I moved up here was to report on the civil disobedience and non-cooperation and the stuff I found exciting and bring more attention to it so more people could see these things. And that's one of the reasons I started FreeKeen.com, was to have a place where blogs could be posted and videos and audio and stuff like that could be posted all in one place about the stuff that's happening. And that those sorts of activism types attracted you here, Derek J., and we're not the only ones who've been attracted. And Mark is saying, you're saying you don't care, but you clearly care. And that's fine, Mark. I'm glad you feel passionately about this. This is evidence.
I don't feel passionately. I'm frustrated that you don't listen to
whatever you say, Mark.
Like, you don't listen to what
I'm listening to what you're saying. Okay. You're saying that people leave who come here to do civil disobedience.
I guess I'm frustrated that I can't get my point across to
you've gotten it across.
In a compelling manner.
Right?
Right. So ineffective manner. I'm frustrated at my own ineffectiveness.
You haven't convinced me to stop being free.
How unconvincing and ineffective I am in conveying what seems to be a truth to me.
So anyway, what you were saying, to prove you I was listening, what you were saying was that some people who have moved here to get involved in outside the system or civil disobedience style activism have left. And that's true. Of course, we don't know who's left in the other areas of the state because we don't live there.
Right.
But you won't allow me,
since I don't have science, to say that that those that participate in the outside the system activism tend to be a little more transient. You won't allow me to make that statement. I think it's
true. You just made that statement. I don't think it's necessary. I think that maybe it's true that people who are more likely to take risks are less likely to have, say, family ties, like children
younger.
To take
They're
care
more likely to be younger and therefore more likely to be trans.
I think that's probably a true statement, Mark. Yeah. But it's certainly not true in the case of Russell and Kat Canning, who do have children, and they moved back to Texas to be with family. So that's the reason they left. And then there's another person that moved back to Texas.
Didn't you say that Grafton is where people go, where activists go to die? I mean, they had moved up there.
They go to disappear. Grafton's the place where activists go to disappear. Although I'd like to see that change for Grafton. I think it could. But another person also went back to Texas, and he kind of got off on the paranoid train and went in a completely different direction. So, what can you do about that? That's just a personal story, and it's tragic. And those are really the most notables. There's the guy that was doing the outlaw gardening, and he kind of went on his own way, and I think a lot of people are happy about that. So really, it's really only a handful of people that have left. And
but there's
far
a lot
more
of checking out, too. You know,
far
activists
more,
that were...
It's just going to be uncomfortable for anyone whenever they're presented with something shocking, some opposing view. And I would think for a lot of people, certainly for myself, before learning about the activism going on in Keene and the Shire, I would be surprised if someone showed me that public property doesn't actually mean you can use it. You know, like when people go and do high school outreach. And that's proving something shocking, and so I might resist that. I might say they're doing something bad by handing out literature, and it's good that the police come after them, but all in all, they're not doing anything immoral.
Let's go to Seth in Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live. Seth.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Ian, I want to tell you, don't stop doing what you're doing. Don't listen to Mark. You've inspired a lot of people here in Orlando, so not only are you inspiring people to come up there, you've also, for the people who can't make it up there, they're doing it down here and in many other places around the world. So I wholeheartedly disagree with Mark. I mean,
wait, aren't you poisoning the well?
Some people may have left.
So wait, I've inspired you to poison the well, is what you're saying?
He's not.
Seth.
He's not.
Yeah,
poisoning
exactly.
The well.
Oh yeah.
I don't think he's poisoning the well because he isn't part of a conjoined movement. People.
How do you know? Do you know who this is?
I know what's going on in Orlando.
You do?
I have a general idea, yeah.
Really? What's going on in Orlando?
There's been protesting at the, they've been handing out the food at the parks, and they've been, doing jury outreach at the courthouses.
And we all listen to your show.
And you've been doing cop blocking as well, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Yeah. That's absolutely
and,
right.
Wait, is it true what Mark says, that it's not part of a movement?
It absolutely is part of a movement.
Well, what's the name of the movement?
This is what happens
when one gets cut off before I get a chance to make my point. There are people here calling themselves free staters, like you call yourself, and though therefore, Ian, when you do certain types of activism, people will decide that this is what free staters do. Is that not the case? Do you not hear free staters
really
do this?
I don't call myself a free stater.
Free staters do that?
They call it more Free Keen up here, but
I'm glad that you've been able to change the brand a little tiny bit.
There was no free before there was no Free Keen. There was still people doing civil disobedience.
The point is that a lot of people are considering moving up there because of what Ian is doing.
Indeed, they are.
Even though we haven't made it up there yet, we eventually do want to get up there.
I would not argue that point, that there certainly are people that are trying to come up, but, you know, how many people is it going to take with this level of civil disobedience? At this point, you've got what? Call me a number.
You've got to have a critical mass, whatever the critical mass number is.
6 years, 20 of them? Is that right, Ian?
I don't know, Mark.
Are you going to dispute the numbers? I'll take 20.
I don't think that we have enough people.
I don't think you do.
How many was there in the Revolutionary War?
It's 30%. More like 10. 10 really, wholeheartedly early on ones.
I got 10% of the vote. 11.5%, Mark.
Excellent.
Seth, would you say that a lot of the people who are considering the move to the Shire are those types of people who are frustrated by the lack of activism happening where they live?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, even though there is
so these
more
are real
and more
doers.
Happening in Orlando, there's still they want more. They definitely want more. And a lot. I mean, I was just talking to one guy the other day who's like, "Yeah, I'm excited about moving to New Hampshire eventually."
Excellent. Well,
when
wonderful.
I hear about activism elsewhere, I'm entertained and excited. When I see the activism here, I see what happens inside the community and what people tend to think about it. Look, I've got a friend, a next-door neighbor, who has a friend who works at the courthouse. These are people I've talked to about the ideas of liberty that are on board with them until, this stuff goes down. I don't individually have a problem with individual activists or pieces of activism, but I think that the well has been poisoned.
Hmm.
I'm not really sure exactly what that means. I mean, that seems like a kind of vague thing to say.
If I say I'm a free stater, people immediately think that, for instance, somebody in my Quaker church says, I wish you people would just go the F home.
Hmm.
That sounds like it's their problem, not yours.
Absolutely. This is always going to happen when people threaten the status quo. And I'm surprised you still haven't gotten over this yet, Mark. I mean, whenever you do something that's effective, people are going to hate you for it.
Right.
Thanks, Seth, for the call. I'm glad you're out there.
It's not about seeing
you up
here. It's about percentages. How many?
Which you don't know a damn thing about the percentages. You're completely speculating.
Yeah.
We have business owners.
I've lived here for 6 years.
We've got business owners that support us and members of the local community that support the activism here. So I'm not going to go out and take a poll because ultimately I don't care if it's 51% or 60% that oppose what I do. What we're doing, Derek Jay and I, is absolutely right. There's more coming up at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athlete shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am a dirty ass. Takes away everything you can get. Beat them all up with this immortal death.
And they call it democracy.
I had enough of green lies from fascistic psychopathic genocidal corporation. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body, use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. And don't forget to visit Derek over on his website, livefreeordance.com. That's livefreeordance.com. That's your blog site, but you also do some work for free agents, fr33agents.com. Is where folks who love liberty can go to meet up with other people that love freedom and want to actually do stuff about it. It's not necessarily anything that focuses on New Hampshire or anything like that. It's a worldwide
all over the
focus.
Globe.
And it brings people together, helps them with new activism ideas, allows them to sponsor other people doing activism maybe they can't afford to do, the risks they can't personally take, but they can encourage others to do it there. You can create websites that are hosted by fr33agents.com, nice-looking sites, too. Get some really good, what do they call them, themes, I guess, for WordPress there?
That's right. They're powerful tools to enhance the peaceful evolution happening all over the globe. There are peaceful resistors. This is one way for those people to get connected. Google FR33 to get connected with the other men and women who are doing something to achieve freedom.
So it'll be the first result if you Google FR33. FR33agents.com is the site. And if you go to FR33agents.com and click radio, you'll be able to hear Derek J. Doing the FR33 Agents Radio News on an almost daily basis.
And
that's
right.
A really cool product, and I'm glad you're out there doing it. Although I know you're looking for some assistance with it. Is there a way for people to contact you through that site?
Yes. Okay. FR33AgentsTV@gmail.com. Send us an email. We'll get you connected and on the radio.
Perfect. So we've been talking about the controversial activism that sometimes goes on up here, and of course it sets people off. They get some people get very upset about it, and some people get very excited about it. And I found there was a very interesting question that was asked by one of the major critics. He actually just recently resigned from his bloggership over at freekeen.com in disgust and frustration. And one of the questions.
This is a local, not a.
No, he's a free stater.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a free stater who once upon a time believed in non-aggression and then re-accepted the ideas of coercion, actually. So he was actually blogging on our site without actually having agreed with the principles of liberty. So I was giving him that as an opportunity to share his ideas because he was kind of an inside-the-system guy and And I thought it was valuable having him on the blog. I liked a lot of the things that he was posting, and I liked him personally, but he decided...
You don't like him now?
No, I still like him now.
Even though
he's insulting me and Derek and other people, I mean, he's personally insulting us. I still like the guy.
What kind of personal insults are you talking about?
Idiot, douchebag, let's see, what else? Stupid?
I don't listen to being called names. I am rubber and you are glue is the
right.
best policy.
I'm not going to call him names. I'm not mad at him. I understand he's upset. He's trying to impress people in the political crowd. But one of the questions that he asked was, well, why is it that people aren't upset at Manchester activists like they are here in Keene?
My answer
to that question is because they're not doing things that are newsworthy. They're not doing things that are, I mean, they may be doing activism, but I couldn't tell you what they are because there's nothing being posted over at freemanch.com. I think there was one post in the last month.
I don't think that's fair. I think they're doing lots of activism. They're just keeping it a secret. They're not telling anyone about it because, when we went to the courthouse to support Kelly in her chalking trial, there was chalk on the ground in front of the courthouse that had magically appeared. There is secret activism happening in Manchester.
And that's great. I mean, if they're doing activism, that's cool. But the question was, why aren't people in Manchester upset about it? And that's because no one knows. There's no news articles being written about the activism that's going on there. So if you don't do things that are controversial.
Manchester's a city, whereas Keene is a...
There's nothing happening. If something were happening, there would be reporting on it. There would be news about it.
I'm not saying there's as much happening.
So, look, if as soon as you start doing things that are newsworthy, you will start to upset people. Because people who are in favor of the way things are, who like the way the status quo is, are going to come out and they're going to oppose you. And for the longest time, the people in the political system, and by the way, I've worked in politics and I will again, I just ran for school board, so I don't want to make it sound like I don't do politics. But the people who are exclusively working within the political system years ago were complaining about this same stuff. We've heard it all before. As you said, Mark, you've been talking about it for 6 years. The people that, years ago were complaining about this. Then, all of a sudden, they started having political success. And what happened? Well, all of a sudden, editorials started being written against them. And protests started happening outside of the State House against them. And against the things that they were doing. Why? Because they're threatening the status quo. And any time you threaten the status quo, the people who are in favor of it will come out and vehemently speak out against you. So it's happened to the politicos now, so they should know that that's what happens. This is just the way things are. You are going to upset people if you make an impact. If your activism isn't impactful, then no one's going to have an opinion about it, right?
Indeed.
That's just how I feel about it. Anybody else have anything to say on this issue?
No, I mean, I just feel like I'm not doing anything wrong by highlighting the government bureaucrats.
And nobody is saying you're doing anything wrong.
Well, then
they are.
That is the issue.
Maybe not you.
Not me, not any of the call. Not the caller, Clifford, when he called in.
So that's the bottom line. I'm not concerned with being called names because people don't like the activism I'm doing. That's fine with me as long as you're not saying what I'm doing is immoral because then I've got a real problem.
Derek's not poisoning the well.
That's all me, huh?
The well was poisoned before Derek came.
Oh, I see.
So I'm just a victim of operating within this poison
well. Of anything, you're just continuing to poison the well. The well,
but that's
however,
wrong in your
it doesn't
head.
Really matter at this point. The well is poisoned.
See, this is a silly. What is this? What would you call that? I guess it's not a simile. It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. I think it's a silly metaphor because it's nonsense to say that the well is poisoned. There's no way to define what that even means. It's only based on your own personal experience and having talked to people who don't understand what it is that you're talking about.
Right. And it is about making an impact, too, because I could have been doing the same things I'm doing here over in Philadelphia, but I'd rather do it here in Keene where I have the support of others who are also opposing government intrusion into personal lives.
I can see why you would make that decision. Absolutely.
So, Mark, do you believe that once a well is poisoned, that it's poisoned for good?
I think it would take some time in order to for a well to clean out. I think it's going to, you came in the school board election a far distant five. I mean, if this doesn't show you the popularity of your activism.
It doesn't. It only shows me a vote.
You weren't able to get people to come out to vote.
Only 16% voted, Mark.
Yeah, but you weren't able to get people to come out to vote. That's pretty important.
I didn't try. Most people don't pay attention to politics. They don't pay attention to school board elections. They don't pay attention to local elections.
About
50% more people did come out to vote, but that's still not very much.
there are a lot of people that have gotten painted as Free Staters that tend to lose as a result in this region of the state.
What, lose politically?
Yes.
Well, 84% of the people decided that they're not interested enough.
84% of registered voters. So there's more people that live here than that. So
probably
it's more
significantly
like,
more.
Probably more like 90% of the entire population or more.
That might be generous.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's 90% voting for nobody.
That's right.
But their vote isn't counted. That doesn't.
Nope,
nobody
sure
listens
isn't.
To a vote for nobody.
Well, and of course, we also don't know the reasons
and
why
nobody
people voted.
Nobody who is a Free Stater got elected as a result.
And we don't know the reasons
we
why
know
people
what the rules are, right?
voted the way they did either. So we don't know if people voted for me because they liked me or because they didn't like the other characters, or we don't know what the reasons for the people not voting were. And there's no way to really take any information from a vote. Let's go to Matthew in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, about the whole poisoning the well and such, I'm just wondering if Mark is kind of coming from the call from the day before last about the Erickson Council, and the guy brought up the point about it's about making if you want to be free, then you need skills, resources, and relationships.
Yeah, that sounds right. What I don't know that I'm coming from that, but what's the question?
Or is that something that's fresh in your mind while you're talking about this?
Oh, I know that if I say that I'm a Free Stater to new people, that I have to sort of deal with baggage that comes up with it. I know that I'm not going to get any kind of elected office because I've been painted as a Free Stater. People, well, you know, think that because I hang out with these folks that I am whatever they think I am.
Right. I think from. Just trying to be the objective outside listener, it sounds like if I'm to interpret your position, where you're coming from whenever you say poisoning the well, it sounds like you're trying to say they're changing the definition of what it means to be a Free Stater.
I think that
no. People who are opposing Free Staters when they first heard about them because
well,
they have
small,
the idea of
a smaller
carpetbaggers or whatever.
Right, a smaller group. I just don't, personally, if I moved to the state right now, I wouldn't call myself a Free Stater. I wouldn't work any less hard in, in the areas of activism and trying to get elected or whatever it is that somebody might want to do.
Matthew, thanks for the call.
Term.
Appreciate hearing from you. Nick in Illinois, last 20 seconds. Go.
Okay. Ian, I just wanted to know, if you don't believe in poisoning the well, then why aren't you willing to call yourself a libertarian or an anarcho-capitalist?
Oh, well, I don't agree with what those terms mean to people, and I thank you for the call tonight. I wish we had more time to talk about it. You're welcome to call in tomorrow. See you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.